Well, hello, everybody. Forgive me for the technical difficulties.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Okay, we're going to try this again. I'm not sure what I did before. I think my browser froze and... Anyway, so where were we? This is Doug on the Pararamble here at liveparanormal.com on your blog talk radio. You can connect with me on Facebook at Readings by Doug, and I'm working on the Pararamble page as well. So when I get that ready, I'll put it up. Once again, our guest call-in line, so that's for all of you listeners that might want to call in and get a reading tonight. Those of you that were on hold before, please call right back. I saw two people pop on, and then, like I said, I accidentally messed the show up. So our guest call-in line is 347-202-0316. And as I was saying before, I was starting to give a little intro about where I started out, because I know I feel like there's a lot of people starting to wake up right now and wanting to see what's out there, and not to mention as our world gets its socks and shoes back on from this pandemic problem we've been having. I think a lot of people are going, hello there, thank you, I hear you there, 443, I see you, I'll get to you in just a second. Please stay on the line, I don't think I'll be hanging up on you again. but getting to the intro thing, basically I've been really wanting to find a way to be able to do some work out there. And this radio show really seemed like a wonderful opportunity to reach out to people. And, you know, there are folks out there that need a reading that may not necessarily need a full session with someone, or due to whatever issues they're having, they may not want to find someone local to them. There may not be someone local to them. So this is a way to kind of put us in touch with each other. It's a really simple, low-commitment way to get started. I mean, as you know, it doesn't cost you a thing to do it over the air here. I do try and maintain as much confidentiality for you as I can. I can only refer to you by area code if you prefer that. Of course, I'm not going to rattle off your whole phone number out there. We don't try and create any situations like that. But I want you to, for the most part, to really feel like this is your chance to sit down and talk with the psychic, even if it's just a few minutes. I mean, no, we don't have the time to go through the whole thing most time every week on the air. But if you just have a simple question or something, we can certainly look at it. I will tell you if I'm not getting an answer on something, I'll just say, I'm sorry, I'm not getting anything on that. That's rare that that's happened over the years, but it does happen, but I'll let you know if that's the case. Most of the time, Spirit knows you're going to get ready to talk to me before you even do. So there's probably some information there. I can't guarantee it's going to be the information you want, but it will be the information I got. Now, due to federal laws and state laws, there's a couple of things I can't talk about. I can't diagnose anything. I'm not a doctor. And I can't give you any advice on legal matters. Again, not being an attorney. I can, of course, give you the information Spirit has, and I will do my best to give you some guidance or whatever information is there. Now, I do call myself the sometimes medium, because sometimes mediumship shows up. Sometimes there's somebody there in Spirit that wants to talk to you. I can't always guarantee who it is or even what the message is going to be. Some of them have the ability to communicate really well because they've learned how. And some of them may be able to just give me a picture. Sometimes I see messages. Sometimes I hear them. Sometimes I get a feeling. Sometimes there's a smell. There's different ways that spirit can communicate, but often varying factors, such as how, you know, people will call and they say, I want to talk to my mom. Well, did mom just die? And first off, if that is the case and you're listening, I'm so sorry to hear that. We do have, and I'll get to a little more on that in a moment. Or has mom been gone a long time? Does mom want to talk? You know, we don't often realize maybe mom doesn't want to talk. Maybe she's just out and she's resting and she's not interested in connecting right now. That's nothing that you should take personally. So please realize that right off the bat. It's nothing you should take personally. They can hear you when you talk to them most of the time. If you send a message, they'll get it. So if you happen to call in and you've got a message you want to give to them, we'll do our best to make sure they get it. Now, before we jump into the caller, there's one other thing I'd like to share. There's many people in the Ohio and probably more than just Ohio, but local, probably tri-state area, Indiana, Michigan, maybe even Pennsylvania too. People that were familiar with the Bell Nursing Home. I had a very short and wonderful visit and investigation there, and that was the blessing brought to me by Life Paranormal. Rob and Nikki, whatever reason, were kind enough to ask me if I wanted to go, and I went, and I met a wonderful person there. Her name was Betsy Beatonhead, and she used to live in where the same place where that was located, which was Kim Bolton, Ohio. And the only reason I bring this up is many people who have toured there, I believe she would have been the tour manager because that's where I met her and how I really fell in love with her. She's such a sweet, sweet spirit. And she just recently passed away. The obituary said that she passed away yesterday. I have posted that on my page, and you can certainly see the details there. I'm not going to read them all off on the air, but I have posted it. But any of you that were familiar with the Bell or got to work with Betsy, I assume probably loved her like I did. She was just a wonderful spirit. I'm going to miss her very much. I was always, as many of you probably were, looking forward to going and seeing her again and seeing that crazy, crazy property that she would just be so patient with you walking through. And but anyway, her services are, I know they're on Thursday, but I just wanted to give a shout out to her family. And first off, we are so sorry for your loss. You will be in my thoughts, especially to her husband and surviving family there. I know that she will be dearly missed. But if you look on my page, you'll be able to see her, the obituary and the announcements there. I believe the services and everything are there in town there in Kim Bolton. But that being said, I kind of let in with the mediumship because so many people, you know, you see them, you don't realize that's the last time you're going to talk to them. I thought I'd have ample opportunity to do that, and it turns out, now I'll get to talk to her in spirit, I hope, when she's ready. I'll admit I'm curious what happened, but I'm sure she made it over. I know she's been surrounded with love there. She's got a big, big community of people who care about her. So anyway, that's my, I guess, opener up announcements here. So before I jump in with the first caller, again, our call-in number is 347-202-0316, and you can reach me at Readings by Doug on Facebook, and like I said, I'm working on the Pararamble website as well, so eventually you'll be able to find me there too. I do private sessions, but like I said, once a week I'm doing the on-air show here, so we'll get through as many callers as we can. And we'll go from there, and we're going to get ready in just a moment and bring on 443. Hello, 443.
Hello.
This is Doug. What would you like me to call you? You want me to call you 443, or you want me to use your first name? What do you want me to use?
You can call me Terry.
Well, hi, Terry. Thank you for being patient and listening to my rambling open there. And thanks for calling back. I think you're the one that I accidentally hung up on a few minutes ago.
That's okay. It only hurt one of my feelings.
Thank you for calling. What's up? My darn browser froze, and I thought I wasn't on air, and I thought, oh, my goodness. And then this little pop-up thing came up and said, you know, start next episode. And I thought, okay, and then I hung up on myself. It even hung me up and just shut it off. So,
oh, goodness.
Fortunately, our wonderful producer there in the background was kind enough to get it restarted for me. So we're back. But thank you for dialing back in. What's up? What can I do for you tonight? I hope I can answer your question. And it can be a psychic question, or if you've got a metaphysical or paranormal or ghosty kind of question, whatever it is, throw it out there. We'll see if we can get you an answer.
Are you hearing any messages for me?
Well, that's a great place to start. Okay, that's a good one for this show, isn't it? Let's see what we get. Well, now that, yes, there is a message here. I'm going to ask them to flesh it out because it's very short. It says, don't move so fast. It's almost a don't do it, but it's not saying don't do it. It says, don't move so fast. So I don't know if there's a decision that you're going to want to think about a little bit more, look at the details or what, but the message is here. And I'm not even seeing who's bringing it. I feel like it's the masculine energy, and if he steps forward a little more, we'll talk more to him. But I don't think this is someone in spirit. I think this is a guide talking for you. But there's something here, and it's very clear. It says, don't move so fast. So I don't know what you're working on, and I won't ask you to shell it all out on the air here. I mean, that's not the point. I'm not asking people to give everything, every last detail they can if they want, but they don't have to. But I don't know what you're moving on. This
look,
you do get it? Okay, there's something in it. I've also got to tell you, it feels like it applies to more than one area. I want to say business, but I want to say something in life too. And if they gave me more, I'd give you more. That's what's there. We can try if you've got a more specific question to get a better answer, but I don't think that this is, I don't believe it's someone that's crossed over. I think it's a guide for you. So this is, you should be able to get more information, even if you don't do it through on the air with me. You should be able to do it in your personal communication, because I feel like you don't have any problem talking to spirit assistants for you or spirit guide for you. And even if you don't talk to them the way I do, call them a guide, you can ask a question in your head and you'll get an answer. But there's something here. And again, it felt so strong that it was almost like a no, don't do it. But it didn't go that far. It just said, don't move so fast. And when I've seen that in the past, it usually looks to me like I would need to go back over the details, go back over the paperwork, look at something closely. And again, it's not something that says don't do it, but there was so much oomph behind it. As soon as you said, is there a message? And it was like right there. I didn't even have time to get anything from anybody else. So I think that's the most important thing. I will ask if there's any additional info for you. I'm assuming you'd like to know if there is since you called in, so I'm going to take that step. But let's see if there's anything else for it.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Now you've got a grandma back there that says hi. Real wide, real big smile. And real jovial energy. I feel like this one would have been a lot of fun when she was alive. Way back in the back there. But she just has to tell you hi. And, oh, that's cute. So, she says she's proud of you for what you're doing. And she's going to be with you watching. So if you need somebody to talk to in the future, and it's funny because I feel like you've got a hell of a group. Pardon my French, you've got a hell of a large group behind you. You've got a lot of people in spirit. This one is almost way back in the back. So it's kind of funny because she reminds me almost of like a little comedian, but she's back there. But really, it's almost, you know, it's one of those things, if they'd done prank videos, I feel like she would have been the one to do it. She wouldn't have done anything to hurt anybody, like physically hurt him or hurt him. But there's such a comical energy with this one. So I tell you, she says hi. But she says to tell you she's proud of you of what you're doing. So I want to look into the business area, and I'm going to do it quick because there's two other people on hold back there, and I'll get to them as soon as I can. But there's something business-wise here. It looks like it was supposed to be May. I want to tell you to move off till June. So I don't know if that goes together with the first question, but there's a timing element that changes that says not so much on May, but June looks a lot better. So I want to leave you with that. And again, okay. If there's anything else, talk to her in spirit, because my God, you've got a bunch there. And if you're not going to be a medium, I'd be darn surprised, as many as you've got back there. It's like it just had
to
get that first message.
I talk to them all the time.
Okay. I'm like, hey, you got a bunch back there. But the first one, that seemed to be the most important thing was, again, I want to go back to, it's not no, but it was so close. If you don't look at it closer, just don't move so fast. That's what was there. But that was my also 2 cents I threw in on the end of it. So I hope that helps.
I completely understand.
Well, thank goodness. Yeah, I tell you what, you got this can be something doing these on here, because I don't want to ask people to divulge much, but at the same time I'm like, well, this is what I get, so I just got to give it to you. So it's been fun. Thank you. If you have any other questions, feel free to call in again. I don't have any you can't call back rules, so I don't do that.
Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for calling back. My gosh, I appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
You too, babe.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, I think we have another person that's called in. Well, how great. I see. Oh, no, that one's gone. Okay, well, forgive me, everybody. I'm attempting to learn the hookups back here on this thing. I have a computer screen that I'm looking at that I'm going through, and no, I'm not so out of date. I've never seen one before, but I'm still not quite used to the interface here. I had to change my browser. My other one froze, and for you people that may be listening that are younger than computer, that's the screen. What we're looking at on the screen is the browser that works the internet. And the one I preferred to use crashed, but I don't suppose any of you care about that. So we've got somebody on hold here from 914, and I'm going to get to you in just a moment. But the gal that just called in, it's funny because I could feel this feeling behind her of all these people, but there was so much there that first initial message, and I'll share this with all of you guys listen. I guess I don't need to say who I'm sharing it with, just whoever's here. First off, thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us, you can call in at 347-202-0316, and we can get you on the air. We've got just a few people in the queue right now, so I think we'll have time to get to several more. So if you want to jump in, now would be a good time to call and get in there and wait. And you can still listen to the show while you're waiting. Now, let's see. So anyway, when people show up like on a call like that and they want to say, is their message for me? You don't have to have any more specific question than that. That is absolutely fine. Now, if you have a more specific, that's okay. But again, you can plug in what you, Spirit's going to plug in what they need to plug in. But that large of a group, it can almost crowd it. So when you are trying to talk to Spirit yourself, don't get discouraged if you get just like I did initially there, which was a feeling and just one sentence. That's what I got at first. And I had to give them a few moments to go through it and kind of flesh it out and get more details. And again, that can be so many different pieces, but I don't want you to get discouraged, because I feel like this show is going to probably really pull together a community of, even if it's just me talking and you listening. It creates a community kind of a feeling, like we're all kind of working together and learning together. Because I learn as I do this show. It's part of the fun and part of the reason I do it. It's because I learn each time I get to work with you guys, even if it's just a few minutes like that gal that just called in. Sometimes there's more information, and it takes a little longer, but sometimes it's just a short question. I was happy she understood what the message was. Now, when she went ahead and said that she talks to him all the time, that could also be part of the reason that the message was a very brief message, because they'd already given her much information. We don't know what the question that was answering was. So I say that just because I don't want you to get discouraged either, because I feel like a lot of you are curious, and a lot of you, especially in the paranormal arena, are going to be open to seeing more what's out there, like I said at the beginning of the show. Seeing what was out there is what got me into this area, because I really wanted to see what else there was. I felt like I had explored so much of the metaphysical area, but I had never gone out looking at it a different way, which is the way I thought the paranormal was. And I got to go to this show at a local place here that Rob and Nikki of Live Paranormal had put on, and it was really a real eye-opener, because I didn't go there expecting to get anything out of it. I went with no expectations, and I was so amazed at what I found there, the people I found there, and by golly, the place really was haunted, in my opinion. No one knew to set anything up to show it to me or have something ready to startle me or anything, but there really was some activity. There really was something there. And I was hooked. I thought, okay, there is something to this. I'm going to do more. And anyway, we'll talk about that some other time. I don't want to make these people who have kindly called in wait anymore. So I've got a 914 we're going to go to next. And then there's an 845. Don't think I don't see you there. Thank you for holding on. I'm going to get ready and work with 914 here in just a second. Okay. Hello, 914, are you there?
Hi, yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We're still kind of a new show, and I haven't figured out how to get the advertising for it up much further apart than just getting started, so I'm glad that you found it.
Thank you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So what do you want me to call you? Oh, dear, I spoke over you. I'm so sorry. What's your name again?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. It's nice to meet you. I'm Doug. Now, what can I do for you? You must have had something on your mind since you called in and you waited this long. What can I do for you? How can I help?
Work. I was wondering if you have any messages for me about work, perhaps?
Let me look. Well, that's a very specific area, and usually when you ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. So let's see what we get. Now, I kind of wish I'd brought some cards in to throw for you, but I'll just talk with your guides first. So, first thing, you look a little antsy. They're saying that your energy, you're kind of all over the map here, and you're antsy for a change. So I don't know if there's not anything. Because when I look at it, it's kind of flatline as far as the change. So that can be a couple of things. One, there's unemployment. We're looking to create some employment. Or two, where it is isn't going anywhere and is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Now, I'm going to go grab, which I can't believe I left those in the other room. Let me turn around and see if I can just grab a deck off the shelf. If you could see my office, there's a whole bunch of cards. Let me see what I can grab. Oh. And we'll start with that. But the energy, I appreciate you calling. You know, it means a lot to me that people would be interested, because there's so many people out there you can talk to and you can see. And to me, it makes, I appreciate the confidence. You know, I've done this for years, and yet still I don't have something as basic as that on the table that I forgot to grab and bring in there. So I'll grab this tip. Now, first thing I can tell you is planning ahead is going to be essential for you, but also realize that sometimes God likes to laugh when we make a plan, and they'll throw a little curveball in there. And the reason I say that, I think you've already been through this already this season, and I'm going to just shuffle real quick, but the card on the bottom of the deck tells me about who's coming next, and that was the Queen of Swords. So you would do really well in something that utilizes your mind. Swords are usually pretty creative, but they're also good at spatial reasoning, and that they're special types of thought. And this looks like an area for you, because the first thing I see as I step back down is I'm seeing an educational opportunity coming up for you. So the thing I'm going to encourage you to do is look and see what what's out there. There's so many grant opportunities that are out right now. I know this because just for some reason, Spirit had me look at it the other day, probably because I was going to be telling somebody about that. They do that a lot. Take a look. If you've got one of the phones, aside from the old flip phones, if you've got a phone that's got an assistant on it, go to that screen and look at the educational opportunities, because there's something coming up to enrich your potential that's going to show up first. And that I see now. I don't know if you're going to do it right away. But now I do have to ask, who's the younger male here that's an influence in what you're doing? So I don't know if you've got a child or a son that's in this, or if it's just a younger male that's going to come into the situation that you're going to come across like a mother, like could even be a mentor situation. But the work you do is going to become important too. Others around you too, particularly younger ones. Now, it'd be great if you were a teacher. I don't have time to throw the whole big spread for that. But you've got that potential in your personality, because I pulled up the mother card for you, which is the Empress. And when I see that, and right before that, you have the Knight of Cups, which is going to tell me you're very, very good at influencing emotional thinkers as well. I don't know why we're looking so much at the different types of the mind here. And it's something I usually talk about in in-person classes, not something that comes up on the show very often. But that comes up. So I want you to look at the skills that you've already developed. But again, I see an education opportunity popping up for you first. And I'm going to encourage you to do that. I don't think it's real long term. I think it could be something right around a month to 6 weeks. But it's something that's going to top up the skill set. And it makes you really... if you're going to be working for yourself, it's going to give you the opportunity to make you more money that way. But if you're working for somebody else, it's going to make you very attractive on the hireable front in a new arena. Because I'm seeing, again, I look at your work area, and it's like it's flat right now. So, again, you're either not doing anything and you're ready to get out there, or two, what you're doing isn't going to take you any further than where it already did. And so when I see that, if you're already working, the flatline thing can be good news, because it means there's no changes unless you make them. It doesn't mean like you go in and surprise you're laid off because you work factory and they don't need you anymore, or McDonald's and now they put in 4 new auto order things and they don't need all the cashiers anymore. So it's not like you're going to be replaced by someone else. But it can be a real nice place to start, because it is the baseline. I don't see, again, bright side of this, I don't see any bad or negative things that you hadn't anticipated coming along and knocking your feet out from under you. But you are looking, now if we just look at straight opportunities coming up, let's see what timeline looks good for you. Okay, you've got a little blip in mid-May. Boy, that's really specific, like May 12th, right around there. I don't even know what the hell day that is. That comes up. So if you're waiting for news, I mean, thankfully we're, you know, a quarter of the way through April, so it's not like I got to tell you it's going to be 3-4 months for a year or anything. May looks good for info to tell you where to go, because I feel like you're not really sure where you want to go yet. And until you make a decision on that, and you don't have to do that on the phone with me, that's something you do specifically with you and spirit, so God knows what to bring you, or how to change what you've got. Because, again, I try and keep it kind of general on the radio so people aren't going, oh, I know who that is.
Right.
But the point being, you've got nice changes coming. The second half of the year looks a lot better than the first. Now, you didn't need a psychic to tell you that because the world, like I said, is getting its shoes back on. Should have them all back on by then, I think. But I like the second half of the year better for you, but May really starts to pick up with better news as far as the work front goes. I'm feeling more like you're not thrilled with where you're at, or you really do want to change there. In that case, that's coming, but I don't see a real significant one, like I said, till mid-May. It was odd that they said the 12th, so I would really expect something by then. What I would tell you now is, in the meantime, look at those educational opportunities, because the other thing I forgot to mention was, the way they look, there's grant money to pay for them. I don't think they cost you a thing once you get into some of these, and they're kind of in-demand areas. Yeah. And it looks like you're going to find something that doesn't make you go all the way back to the drawing board, meaning it'll utilize the skills you already have. Now, the other thing I've got to tell you with the mother card is this. On most occasions when she shows up, if you're not pregnant and you don't want to be real careful with the activities that create that. Two, it's a timing element. And the timing element is this. Of course, she speaks for 9 months because that's our typical human pregnancy. It talks about 9 months from now, so you'd be looking January next year for something significant. And also three cycles of three because of the three trimesters. So there's what I would encourage you to do to utilize this energy, because especially when it's the woman that gets it, it is a real blessing for her. And I'll pull the last card and look at that in a moment. But here's how you can utilize it. You're like, well, that's great, Doug. I wanted to know about the work. This is how you use it that way. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to do, and this is something you're not going to do on air with me. You're going to do it if you choose to, when you have time to sit and really be with yourself. And I recommend that you do three things that would work together on how they build. So I want you to write down three goals. And this is something you're just going to share with you in spirit. You're not going to tell husband, boyfriend, family, nobody about it, till after you've got them all written down. You're going to find positive ways to say it all. So you wouldn't say, I don't want to be poor, because the universe doesn't hear no or not on these kind of things. So it would hear, I do want to be poor. So you would write poverty free or financially blessed, whatever it is. But I recommend you make it goals that you can actually measure. So you're going to have goal one, whatever that is. Goal two, whatever that is, and goal three, whatever that is. The mother's blessing energy rolls out as a 3-month, a 6-month, and a 9-month. So since you got it, you're going to have it starting now, rolling all the way down through January. So start using that mother energy, and if you really want to get a little more clarity on it, and I won't have time to go through it all on the air tonight, but the other thing I would suggest you look up is get on your favorite search engine, whatever it is, and look up the number 3 tarot card. It's called the Empress. And that'll be able to give you kind of a synopsis of what she does. Now, Page of Cups is the last card I drew for you. That's funny. You've got three elements of water there, really, because the mother, I would put her in that, too. A lot of emotion, a lot of ability to communicate. This is, again, a younger energy, so this can be a teenager or young adult, or if it would read up to the 20s, it'd probably be about as high as it goes. But the point is, you're going to, again, I want to encourage you to do something, in whether it be counseling or just communication teaching in general. I really want to encourage you to look at how can you work with these younger folks. Now, provided you don't, you, it's not that you can't stand younger folks. If that's the case, it's going to be a lesson you're working through. But I don't think that's the case. What I would say is find a way to work in that communication area, because I look at that, I think with the mind that you have, being as strong as it is, I would really suggest that you look into that. You could make one hell of a difference in the world. And the reason I say that is a difference can be made one person at a time, because you're only going to be able to interact with so many people anyway. But that's one way to get started with it. So I'm going to recommend that you look into that and remember that mother blessing energy. And anybody listening right now, that's going to work for anybody that wants to work with that energy. But I say that because you got it specifically here. But thank you so much for calling, and thank you for waiting. I sure appreciate it, and I hope that answered your question.
Thank you so much. That was absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful night. Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, so I have got, let's see. Oh, dear, did I? Okay, let's see who we've got here now. Well, what on earth is going on here? Okay, so. All right. Okay. I think that one has gone. Now let's see. Okay, everybody. We've got a couple of people on hold here. So I will get to you all as quickly as I can. Now let's see. I've got an 845 and 917. We'll be coming to you right after 845. Once again, I want to say thank you to Live Paranormal on Blog Talk Radio here, but our show here, the Pararamble, is hosted here on liveparanormal.com, and you can tune in every week to hear us. We'll be doing Tuesdays at 9, and our guest call-in number is 347-202-0316, so if you have a question, feel free to jump on there and give us a call. You can get a hold of me. I do private sessions as well. And you can reach me at Readings by Doug on Facebook. And also on, we're going to be doing the Pararamble website. As soon as I get that up, I'll give more details on that. But right now, you can reach me at Readings by Doug on Facebook. And, okay, let's get into the next caller here. And this looks like someone from area code 845. So I'm going to try and get them on now.
Hello?
Hello, is this area code 845?
Yes.
Well, hi there. What would you like me to call you tonight? You want me to go for 845, or do you have a nickname you want me to use?
My name is Maria, anyway. I call it from New York. And,
well, it's very nice of you to call tonight. What can I do for you? I'll try and answer any questions you've got. Where would you like to get started? What's up?
Okay, I got a little question of mine. You see, I'm going to go in Italy this year. Yeah, I'm going to buy a property over there.
Well, let me look. I'll pull a couple of cards and tell you. The energy feels good. It feels like I would, in general, tell you yes, but let me see what's behind it. So I'm going to pull a few cards for you, and we'll see what you get. It should give a little more clarity on it. Well, there's, oh, my. Well, that actually looks really, really good. Now, I'm going to do one more just to throw down there and be sure. Okay, so. You've got a couple of people here. First card that came up was the King of Coins. Now, that could be the real estate agent, or that could be the buyer. I'd say that's probably the buyer. And there's a woman that shows up right below, and that's Queen of Coins. So if they're married, it's an excellent match. Or if it's even like a brother and sister thing, that would be really well suited. They'd get along real well, is what I'd say. When you get a king and queen of the same suit, they're going to get along real well. Now, you've got Ten of Cups beside that, which is an excellent card to see if, when we're looking at is somebody going to buy a home. That is literally the happy home card in this deck. So I like that. The thing that concerns me is this Ten of Wands behind it. Now, that tells me, actually, I'm going to throw two more after that just to see. So there's either some sadness here with this one about the woman that's in the situation, like I'm trying to hold on to or I'm trying to get closer to. It's almost like there's been some drifting apart almost in the situation. This could really bring this closer. So now there, that's good to see. There's the card I like to see, because I went ahead and threw the last row just to see, because when you get one that's kind of like a difficult or a odd card, you want to see why you got that odd man out card. So that's why I looked out. So I would say it looks pretty good once it's done. I think the Ten of Wands looks like it's going to drag out a little longer than they might like it to. So I don't know if there are customs differences about how, as in how you can communicate during the purchase or create the purchase, that kind of thing. There's something there that doesn't look quite like it's going to move along quickly. I think it's going to take some extra time to do. Or it could just be they're not finding the right one, but there's a challenge to finding that and getting it done. And then I think they're going to want more money than they really want to spend at first, so they're going to have to really decide if they really want this. But looking at the time, the Seven of Cups down here looks good. So there's really nice energy for it for July. After that is the Six of Coins, which is the card of money changing hands. So I would say they are going to strike a deal. Based on this, I'd say they're going to strike a deal. They're going to find something, because it's also a moving card. So I like to see that. Actually, all of this really looks pretty good. And then the last card there is the Two of Coins, which is a partnership. So this may be something where it could even be like a family investment where, you know, you put in some, you put in some, and then we'll all get to use it. It could be that too. But there's the friendship energy with that too. So it's going to build once they get the property. I think it's going to really build their life quality up, and not just, woohoo, I got another place to sleep at, but it's going to build the social circle, could also even build the business relationships of the people involved as well, because the Two of Coins often influences money between friends or partnerships in that way. So I think it looks good. And the one, I wanted to see if there was going to be a trump come up. I pulled one more card and he got the Magician. And the Magician talks about everything being there that you need to create it. So I don't think there's going to be any real major hiccups or surprise of, no, you're not going to be able to do it. I think everything's going to be there for them. I think it's just going to take a little longer to find the right one. Or if they did find the right one right away with that Ten of Cups, that Ten of Wands behind it is going to say it's going to take a little longer. You're going to have to wait. But it doesn't say that you can't have it. So I like that. And I'll wish them well with it, but I would say, yeah, there's a good chance they're going to have a new address. So thank you so much for calling, and my goodness, thank you for being patient and waiting with us. I know it took a minute to get to you, but gosh, I'm glad we did. Thank you very much. Okay, all right now. We've got time for at least one more caller. We might get another one in after that, but we have somebody waiting right now. It's a 917. So get ready. I'll be getting to you in just a second. Normally we have a bit more time to talk there, but like I said, we had a little trouble getting started there. So let me grab a quick drink of my soda pop here, and then we'll get on to the next person. All right. So once again, you're listening to the Para Ramble Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, and liveparanormal.com is where you can find all of our great programming here. There's all kinds of things. If you're in this arena and if spirits brought you here tonight and you're enjoying this, you're going to love a lot of the other shows on the network too. And you just mosey over to liveparanormal.com and you'll be able to see those. And again, our call-in number is 347-202-0316. And if you'd like to reach me personally for a session or just comments or suggestions on the show, you can reach me at readingsbydoug on facebook.com. And now, without any more waiting for area code 917, we're going to get them on and see what they're calling about. So,
hello.
Well, hello there. Well, don't you have a nice voice? Well, I know this is 917 because you said hello. So what would you like me to call you? You want to go 917 or what's your name?
Ooh, that's
just your first
nice.
Name.
Area code 917 sounds good. Stacy is fine.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Okay, well, thank you for waiting tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope you weren't on hold too long. My little hold timers thing isn't showing tonight, so I don't even know how long you waited, but hopefully not too long. But thank you for calling. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, so I'm going to be moving to a new state, to a different state, and just wanted to see if you pick up around my love life.
Well, let's look.
I'm empathic myself. I just want to make sure that I'm going to fall in love. I mean, that I'm going to get my my love at first sight.
Well, okay, the thing I'm seeing, okay, first off, I don't even know if we're going to need cards for you. I think Spirit saved you a great spot in the show here because I don't see anybody else popping in. We've got a few minutes here. We can really look, but your guides are popping up straight away. Now, first thing I'll tell you is you have gotten, forgive me, I don't mean any disrespect by honey, I say it all, I probably shouldn't say it as much, so. The thing I'll tell you is this. First off, you've got an extremely strong psychic energy to you anyway. So if you are not doing anything to check in with spirit or with your guides, I would strongly recommend that you consider developing that skill a little higher. It looks like you get a lot in dream time, first off. I want you to start paying attention to them more. Obviously, the ones that don't make any sense because you ate a burrito and messed up your indigestion that night, don't pay attention to that one. But the ones that give you better guidance do. Now, getting to the question of moving looks excellent for you. I think it's a great idea. I think a lot of areas open up for you once you do. Where you're at right now, you look like you're almost, it's like you've been in a holding pattern for a while. And when I say holding pattern, I mean something might start and then it just fizzles out. Something starts, it fizzles out. Holding patterns don't let you do much. Now, what I would say is where you're at, it looks like you're complete. I don't think you really got anything else to do as far as what your chart would have been or what you decided was important for this lifetime. I think where you are now is done. I do want to see you going. A water element is going to be very important for you. Now, this doesn't mean you need to buy a condo on the beach, but I want you to be somewhere where you at least have the opportunity to be within an hour drive to a decent body of water that gives you an amazing feeling when you get there. I don't care if it's a pond. I don't care if it's a state park. I don't care if it's the ocean. But you're going to need the water element. For whatever reason, there's just some people this works for. You need the water element. You don't even have to get in it. You just need to be able to be around it. So that's the thing. You know, people say, well, I'm not a swimmer. I'm like, well, you don't have to swim, honey. You can just sit beside it. You don't have to get in it. But the water element is important, and it will help you develop your intuition. My God, if you couldn't get in the shower and ask a question and get an answer, if you practice, I think you could. You've got strong intuitive elements here, and I'd really want to encourage you to use them. Now, as far as the love life, two things came up. Yes, you're going to have some movement in that department, and the other question was, are you moving specifically for someone in the love department? I don't think so, but I think once you move, it's going to really open that up for you to be there, because it's almost like first off, let me say I don't think God was ever so cruel to only give us one person that a lifetime could work with. I just don't believe that. What I will say is once you move, you've got perfect opportunity to meet said person. And you've got the potential to really develop all of the areas of your life once you move. But I would tell you, quite frankly, with the energy I see, the quickest way you could pack a suitcase and get on with it, I would. And I wouldn't really hold out on the move. I wouldn't. I think this is a good thing for you. I don't even know where the hell 917 is. But the only thing I really want to tell you is make sure you're within an hour of the water element. That is really important. I think part of meeting people, especially in today's world, since everyone's on their phone now, you don't get much of the opportunity of, oh, I met so-and-so at this club, or I was at this store and I met this person, or I was out over here. That water element is significant. And it could be, oh, you get a little dog and you're walking the dog down by the beach. I don't know what it's going to be, but I get there's a significant piece in that. So the best thing I can tell you is make sure that wherever the heck you move, you have that water element. It is absolutely important. But I also want to encourage you, work on opening up that intuitive element. You have it very strong. And if you'll utilize it, hell, you might never need to call a psychic or go see one again as you get used to it. And I'm glad you called. But the thing I would tell you is really push that. And you don't ever have to go buy tarot cards and go do readings for other people. You don't have to do that. Psychic doesn't mean you put on your turban and get your crystal ball out and sit out on the street to do readings. It can mean that, but it doesn't have to. Everybody's got the potential. But for spirit to be putting this in the back of my head this hard, there's a reason they want you to get going on this and to give you that information right up front so you can get started, because it is such a blessing to have that in there. You have got, and normally I don't say this because I don't see it that often, but you've got a great grandma with you that's been connected with you since you first stepped out onto the planet this time. And she's been watching over you. She's right there behind you, and she's really invested in making sure you're successful. So work with her as you get comfortable with it. And again, when you want to talk to him, all you've got to do is say it in your head. You don't have to say it out loud so whoever else is in the room thinks you're a lunatic and you had a breakdown on the side of the road on the way home. That's not what this is. But talk to her in your head, and she'll give you the answers, whether it be in a book. I know who the hell owns paper books anymore. Or on your phone or on the internet. They use printed word a lot when they're getting started. But my point is, she's there. I think she's going to be really helpful for you. She says there's some family practice or some traditions that would help you very much in connecting and keeping that connection strong. But it's right there. She's ready to work with you, even if you don't work with guides other than that. She's right there, and she's been with you this whole time. And she's not going anywhere. I don't see her coming back in into body to do anything different with that either. So she's there. But, yes, do the move. Absolutely do the move. Pack suitcase. Get going as soon as you can. And literally as soon as you can. You don't need to wait on it. So as soon as you can get it going, yes. But, yes, you will have – love, life, peace, absolutely, there's somebody there, but I don't see it really happening until after you move. So thank you so much for calling, and good luck with that. If you want to call back in later, once you get it done, give us the call.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
I will.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, we just filled up a whole nother hour pretty quick, and my goodness, that was so fast. So I've got to get ready and sign off here. They're telling me I don't have much time left. So once again, thank you to Blog Talk Radio, and thank you to Live Paranormal for hosting our Pararamble Radio Hour tonight. Once again, you can reach me for private sessions, bookings, classes, whatever you're looking for. We can certainly try and get it together. And you can reach me on Readings by Doug on Facebook. And the Pararamble Radio on Facebook, I'm going to be putting up also. So right now you can reach me at Readings by Doug on Facebook. So if you'd like to, stay tuned, listen to the next show coming up. I think it's going to be on at 10:30, and that'll be with Rob and Nikki and whoever their guests are. So thank you so much for listening again. Once again, that's Readings by Doug on Facebook, and you can tune in next week, Tuesday at 9, for more call-in discussion. So thank you very much, and we'll talk with y'all soon. Have a great week.